Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Capello, Brennan in a bullfighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh, my gosh, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God!
God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Welcome to the Taco Man Show. Of course, Johnny Taco and his all-stars emanating from the world's most beautiful city, folks. And after that woman's march today, I'm telling you, it was the world's most crowded city. And why do I say that? I left the studios this afternoon at 1:52 and didn't get on the Bay Bridge, which is 3 miles away, until 4:15. I kid you not. So a massive traffic jam, but hey, it was for a good cause, no doubt about that. The women have something to say. Of course, they are the everybody's got a mother, no doubt about that. Lots of stuff to talk about. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, we'll hear from Dominic's Diner. Of course, we'll hear from my buddy Seth Myers a little bit late in the show. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, baby.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army. And he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring, Humana, and Florida Blue. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What is going on? Welcome back. Dom's Diner open for business. I've got some great specials. I got some great winners, and I think you're really going to like them.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
My first winner, Stephon Diggs, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings, I guess almost their winners too, but trailing 24-23 with no timeouts left, 10 seconds on the clock, and the ball's at their own 39-yard line. Quarterback Case Keenum finds Diggs deep up the right sideline. Diggs goes up and catches it. He catches the ball, so he's going to land and go out of bounds. He's going to set up Kai Forbath for an attempted field goal attempt. We all know what happens with Minnesota kickers in the playoffs, though. The craziest things have happened involving the Vikings and their kickers. Gary Anderson's only missed in the playoffs. They ended up losing. Blair Walsh is shanked, like, 15-yard field goal against the Seahawks from a few years ago. So it didn't look good for the Vikings, but Diggs lands, doesn't get hit, more on the lack of a tackle. Diggs runs up the sideline, and he turns what would have been a set-up for a game-winning field goal into a game-winning touchdown, and the Vikings stun the Saints in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Second winners, also people who did great during the divisional round, and it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. 45-42 win in Pittsburgh for the second time this season. 7 turnovers over the 2 games for Big Ben Roethlisberger against this Jaguars defense. Leonard Fournette absolutely tore them up again, despite injuring his ankle in the first half. He came back in the second half and was absolutely monstrous still. Scored a couple touchdowns. The Jags defense scored a touchdown. The Jags, if they could get pressure on Tom Brady on Sunday in the AFC Championship, we might be seeing the Jacksonville Jaguars in the Super Bowl. Let that sink in. So they beat the Steelers again. All season it looked like the Steelers and the Patriots were on a collision course in the AFC Championship, but the Jags said no. So shout out Jacksonville Jaguars, my second winners this week. Alright, but it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns in the world of sports. There were definitely some losers.
Le who? The her.
First losers, we tease them, Pittsburgh Steelers. They lost again to the Jags. Big Ben, 7 turnovers. There was question marks about whether he was going to retire, especially if they lost again. Big Ben has kind of hinted that he plans to come back for another year, so that's a silver lining. But another tidbit that came out of their loss is that it's come out this week that running back Le'Veon Bell reportedly missed all but 5 minutes of the final pregame practice slash walkthrough in advance of the Jags-Steelers playoff game. And I think that if that report is true, it really speaks credence to, I think the Steelers were really overlooking the Jaguars, despite the Jags putting a beating on them earlier in the season. I think the Steelers thought, hey, there's no chance these guys are going to win. We're just going to show up and we're going to destroy them. It's cliche, but I think they may have been looking to the next week already to face the Patriots in the AFC Championship. So the Steelers, first losers this week. Also, big time losing, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They lost 148-124 on Saturday to the Thunder. They've lost 6 of 8, and those 2 wins were against a very bad Orlando Magic team. They can't hang on to leads. The defense is a sieve, just letting teams score at will, 148 points. Most points a LeBron James team has ever allowed, 148. Cavaliers, franchise record for most points allowed, 148. Ties the most points scored this season, and the other time it happened was in a double overtime game. So it is not looking pretty for the Cavaliers. They're linked to guys like DeAndre Jordan and George Hill, guys known for their defense. I don't even know if that's going to be enough for this Cavs team, though. They do not look good. The question marks are surrounding Tyronn Lue. Is he going to continue to be the head coach moving forward? LeBron James didn't endorse him. He didn't say he should get fired, but he didn't endorse him. So it's not looking pretty. A lot to fix. I don't know if the Cavs are going to make it to the finals yet again, but who knows? Maybe in the playoffs they're able to turn it on, but so far this year they haven't been able to turn it on when they need it, so they are definitely losers this week. My third loser this week, Kawhi Leonard. He'll be out for an indefinite period of time to continue rehab his right quadriceps injury that cost him a lot of time at the beginning of the year. He's been back for a few weeks now. He's starting to look good, but they're going to rest him and continue to get him treatment on that. But he says he doesn't plan to sit out the entire season. And of course, the Spurs are still 30-17, so they're still plugging along. Still very, very good. But obviously, you like to have your best player, former defensive player of the year, in the lineup in Kawhi Leonard. So just because he's injured, and who knows what the future holds for him in terms of this season with the injury, Kawhi Leonard, loser this week. All right. Good job, good effort. This one goes out. I mentioned him earlier, but now we're going to dive into it a little bit more. Good job, good effort goes to rookie safety for the New Orleans Saints, Marcus Williams. For whiffing on the game-winning touchdown for the Minnesota Vikings. Williams, obviously the Saints were in deep coverage, multiple safeties back, everybody was on the sideline. So one great throw by Case Keenum, great catch by Stephon Diggs. Marcus Williams was in prime position to tackle Stephon Diggs and keep him in bounds. If Stephon Diggs doesn't get out of bounds or doesn't score like he did, the game is over because there were only 10 seconds on the clock when the Vikings started. It was very doubtful that they were going to be able to A, spike the ball to kill the clock, or B, get the field goal unit onto the field and attempt the field goal to try to win it. So all Marcus Williams had to do was keep Stephon Diggs in the field of play. Now, I know, flow of the game, easier said than done. But Marcus Williams didn't do anything. He tried to just absolutely destroy Stephon Diggs while Diggs was in the air. He put his head down. Obviously, number one, that was his first mistake. He put his head down and tried to absolutely smack Stephon Diggs, and he completely whiffed. There was no pass interference, because he didn't hit him. Williams went on to say, yeah, I thought I might have gotten there early, so I didn't want to hit him. I didn't want to have the pass interference, which would have given the Vikings a first down, and the clock would have stopped, an opportunity to kick the game-winning field goal. And instead, Marcus Williams missed the tackle, and Stephon Diggs landed safely inbounds, realized, hey, there's nobody in front of me. I'm going to run this in. So shout out Marcus Williams. You tried to make the right play. You tried. And that's the spirit of good job, good effort, is that you try. So good job, good effort, Marcus Williams, for trying to be the hero that the Saints needed and failing miserably. Instead, you're the hero that the Vikings needed, even though you play for the Saints. So shout out to Marcus Williams. Good job. Good effort. That's going to wrap things up here at the Diner. Thank you for joining me. It's been a great week in sports. I hope you enjoy the NFC and AFC championship games on Sunday. All great stuff. And remember, you're always welcome here at Dom's Diner, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Of course, Dominic's Diner, brought to us by Dominic Jimenez, the great Dominic Jimenez. Of course, got a bit of an attitude now that he's got his own deal going on. Of course, his mom owned part of the network back in the day. I don't know if she still does, but the bottom line is, he is one great radio talent. That's the great Dominic Jimenez. Now, for one great radio talent to a press conference heard earlier this week.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been holding a lot of press briefings lately, but I personally don't think all the questions we need answered have been asked. So we decided to hold another one right here, right now. That's right. Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the Late Night Press Corps are here in our studio and ready to go. So without further ado, it's time for the Late Night White House Press Briefing. Sarah, over here. Yes, thank you. Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers. Secretary Sanders, I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask, if you don't mind. Why have Donald and Melania looked so unhappy since the election?
They didn't want to win.
When was the last time President Trump saw his feet?
The days of Ronald Reagan.
Where's Sean Spicer working nowadays?
At the local Walmart.
What's your favorite part of this job?
Purposefully misleading the American people.
What do Eric and Donald Jr. do at the White House?
Repeatedly beg for money.
What would be a horrible premise for a Thelma and Louise sequel?
First Lady Melania Trump and Second Lady Karen Pence will travel to Texas.
It's been reported that the president eats a lot of McDonald's. If true, he must leave behind a pretty devastating fart cloud.
I've walked through that a couple of times now.
My sympathies. What's the most bonkers thing you've ever heard Betsy DeVos say?
Tuesday was created in 2012.
What does Melania call the first time she went out with Donald?
The date which will live in infamy.
Hey, what's going on with Eric's birthday party?
As of right now, that's not something that's currently being planned and not something that I'm aware is moving forward in any capacity.
What's Donald Trump's favorite part about being president?
The corruption.
I know he lost his election in Alabama, but what are Judge Roy Moore's preferences when it comes to dating?
15's better than 20. 20's better than 22.
What were the results of Trump's brain scan?
There's no gray area there.
Is it true that Trump took a meeting with the heiress to the Lazy Boy recliner fortune?
I'm not aware if the president spoke specifically with the chairwoman.
Is it true that Eric spray-painted a penis on the hood of Robert Mueller's car?
That's exactly what he did.
Can you describe it?
I was pretty lengthy and pretty detailed.
Hey, let's do the jingle for Almond Joy and Mounds candy bars together.
Sometimes.
You feel like a nut.
And a lot of times you don't.
Thank you. Thanks for doing me. That was a lot of fun. What does Eric run into when he's walking down the street?
Pole after pole after pole.
How often does President Trump exercise?
10 separate times over the last 20 years.
Does the president believe in Satan?
The president not only knows him, but has played golf with him.
Well, it looks like we're out of time. So on behalf of the rest of the press corps, have a good night. We'll be right back with James Franco.
The great Seth Meyers, folks. Don't forget Late Night with Seth Meyers on CBS television. He is just the greatest there is. No doubt about that. Pound for pound, one of the great late night talents in history. Not in the current time, but in entry history. No doubt about that. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 1613. Next up on the Taco Man Show, we're talking the NFL playoffs, baby. Hot and hammering the title games tomorrow. You're tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Will Tom Brady start in Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Jaguars with his injured right hand? That's the question on everybody's mind here in Foxborough. And at a press conference earlier today, here's the only answer that we got.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Brady wore his red football gloves the entire press conference and wouldn't say why. He added that practice was fun, but wouldn't discuss his participation or anything related to the injury he sustained Wednesday. That hand injury was serious enough that he had x-rays, missed practice Thursday, and canceled two press conferences. Pats players have kept their lips sealed all week regarding Brady's injury, but running back Dion Lewis said in a game this big, it's hard for anybody to stay off the field. He said today was a normal day of practice. practice.
For what I seen, it was a normal day for us as a team and as him. It's a playoff game, so it's going to be tough to keep anybody out of that game. So I'm sure he'll do what he does. And as a team, we just always got to worry about ourselves.
According to the Patriots, Brady did practice today but was limited in participation. And as for Sunday's game, no surprise here, he's listed as questionable. Reporting from Gillette Stadium, Megan Ottolini, The Boston Herald.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
The NFL, hot and happening, baby. Just four teams left, of course, and we've got two playoff games, the NFC title game, the AFC title game going down later today. Of course, Jacksonville and New England. Basically, it's all about Tom Brady, baby. Tom Brady. I mean, why are we even talking about Jacksonville? Listen, if Tom Brady's hand wasn't allegedly injured, right, this would be a no contest. That's the only reason why Jacksonville's in this game, is that people are maybe gambling that Tom Brady's going to have an off game. He's like 90 years old for a quarterback. He's done. The Grecian formula, the get rid of your gray hair, that kind of good stuff ain't going to help him no more. Tom Brady's done. Stick a fork in him. No, he's not. Tom Brady's going to be king for a long, long time, folks, maybe another season or two. The bottom line is he's going to roll through tomorrow. I think the money line was looking pretty good there. Let me check out the actual money line, because the money line was like 345, I think, favoring the Patriots. And if it was 345, that'd be a steal. But I think it's went up since then, because some people are saying now they've got it a 10-point spread, a 9.5 for a 10-point spread. I'm looking at 7.5 points right now, but whether it's 7.5 points or whether it's 10 points, you don't bet the point spread here. Remember, we've done this year. We've converted our betting aspects. We haven't went with the point spread this year at all. We went nothing with the money line. We're up $5,300 straight up. We lost a few $500 bets here and there. And of course, we won that $1,000 bet when Green Bay came through and won in overtime a few weeks ago. Wow, we were scratching our head on that one and shaking a little bit. But the bottom line is we've had a great year because we played the money line. And the guys that are supposed to win the games usually win the games. Maybe they don't always win the games by the points they're supposed to win by, but they usually win the games. And the bottom line is, if you're betting on a winner, you're taking on money. Bet the money line. Next year, we can do it again, of course, and we'll be rocking and rolling, but the money line is the way to go. Forget the point spread. So we've got Tom Brady essentially going to smoke Jacksonville tomorrow. He's going to come out. He's going to do his thing, probably throw three or four touchdowns, and everybody will be saying, oh, he's amazing, he's back, he's this, he's that. You know, it was rumored that the hand was hurt this week, and, you know, they heard the young lady from the Boston Herald saying that the hand was x-rayed and things like that. I don't know about that. This sounds like a good publicity stunt on the part of Bill Belichick, of course, and Tom Brady, doesn't it? This is right up their alley, man, no doubt about it. Anyway, we've got, without a doubt, of course, with Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh, people say, you know, maybe they got a shot. I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think New England rolls all over them, regardless of the point spread, whether it's 10 points or whether it's 9.5 or 8, somewhere around there. It's all going back and forth. I guess money's going around. Still, stick with New England and bet the money line. Right now, I saw it at 393, and I think 393 is a cool bet. So you bet 393, and you went back $493. In other words, you only won $100, but you win the $100. That's the key. The key is to win. The key is not to win a lot. The key is to win, okay? And you want to win consistently. Consistent bets, little small bets. Sometimes you get dropped $1,000 like on Green Bay and sweat it until overtime. But the bottom line is when you drop your small bets, you don't lose much. But guess what? You're betting on the money line, so there's a greater chance you win than it is with that crazy old point spread. Now, we switch gears. And of course, we go to the NFC title game. Minnesota at Philadelphia. Why am I not so up on this one? I don't know. Minus 155 on the money line is Minnesota, 3 on the point spread. I'm just not, I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know what? For months, I told you it was all about Alabama. I told you there wasn't, the college football season didn't even matter except Alabama, 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 Alabama. Yeah, now Alabama took me into overtime to win, but they won. They won. They proved me to be the prophet that I am, folks. Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. Guess what? New England, New England, New England. Just like Stipmiocic, Stipmiocic, Stipmiocic. I told you he was going to whip that guy, Francis Ngannou, for the World Heavyweight Championship of the UFC. I mean, he licked him like a stamp. In fact, if they were both gay, Stipmiocic would have been arrested tonight for domestic violence. That's how bad he beat up on the number one ranked contender, Francis Ngannou. Of course, the heavyweight knockout artist out of Paris via Cameroon. Anyway, that's coming up on Combat Sports. But back to Tom Brady, of course. It's Tom Brady's year. It's every time Tom Brady steps over center, he's looking to throw a touchdown. He's looking to beat you. He's going to beat you. Usually beat by him when you get into the game. You're usually beat in the locker room. Why? Because Tom Brady and big Bill Belichick. Why do I have such a problem saying that? Big Bill Belichick. When those guys, when they come to party, baby, they're ready to rock. They're ready to rock. Tomorrow, it's all over for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nice year, baby, but you're going home and you're not making it to the Super Bowl. Now, Minnesota and Philadelphia, minus 155 on the money line, of course, the Vikings, and -3 on the point spread. As I said, I'm really not into this game. I wouldn't want to put any money on this game. 3 points means it's going to be close either way or the other. As far as the odds makers are concerned, they think this is a close game. I don't really care. It's all about New England for me. It should be all about New England for you. If you want to bet money, if you want to make money, if you bet Tom Brady, like I told you to bet Tom Brady this year, if you bet Alabama, like I told you to bet Alabama this year, you're filthy rich. Absolutely filthy rich. I mean, filthy rich. No doubt about it, okay? If you bet those other hobos and you sort of took on the point spread, things like that, well, you know, listen to a winner. I'm a winner. We win here every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, that's 1 a.m. Eastern time right here on the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And, of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Don't forget, folks, Ring Talk Live Worldwide here on Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio, your insider's look into the world of boxing and MMA for 34-plus years now. I'm the Taco Man, and you're tuned to Taco Man Radio.
Second and goal at the 7. Two receivers to the right of the line. Sanders wide to the left. Emmanuel Sanders shifts to the slot left side as Osweiler takes the shotgun snap, sits in the pocket, throws right side, caught, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Demaryius Thomas on the slant from right to left, gets the Broncos right back in the game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring, Humana, and Florida Blue. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Who's done it? We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
I don't know, man. I thought the fight was going well. I don't even know what happened. It's like I got kicked in the head. Oh, man. I'm so disappointed.
What can you say at all about this and the rivalry between you and John?
I don't know, man. I guess if you win both fights, there is no rivalry. So I don't know.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
I don't know, man. I guess I don't know.
That is Daniel Cormier, of course, in July of last year when he had lost the light heavyweight championship to John Jones. Of course, John Jones tested positive for steroids. And guess what? Cormier was back now. He was positive. We'll get to that in just a little bit. For the heavyweight champion of the world, talk about Stipe Miocic out of Cleveland, Ohio, baby. Moves his record to like 19-2. Now 18-2, kicked that back. And, of course, the two guys he lost to, Junior Dos Santos and Stefan Struve, he's beaten Joe Dos Santos, the former champion, by knockout. Struve is not in his league anymore. But tonight, Francis Ngannou was not in Stipe Miocic's league. Much like I told you on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and last week as well here on the Taco Man Radio Show, that Stipe Miocic was a former Golden Gloves champion, that he knew what he was doing, that if you hit as hard as Francis hits, it doesn't matter if he doesn't hit you. I told you about the guys that I fought with in the gym here in San Francisco. Felix Gonzalez, a jawbreaker. I ended up breaking his jaw. Of course, Sonny Nopopo, the Samoan monster, was knocking everybody out. Well, he couldn't knock you out if he didn't hit you. Don't hit you. You don't get hit. You don't want to stand in there with a puncher and trade punches. And, of course, Stipe Miocic won the first round, won the second round, won the third round, won the fourth round. Oh, and he won the fifth round as well. 50-44 in the scorecards. He won in one round, 10-8. I have to tell you, it was one of the most dominant performances I've seen put forth by a heavyweight champion in the UFC in a long, long time. This sets up the big fight later this year between Stipe Miocic and the former heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez, right? Cain Velasquez, a former champion, of course, who was riddled by injuries, has come back, and he's saying he's ready to go, but he looks old to me, like old and hanging out at the taco truck. What I'm trying to tell you, stick a fork in Cain. Daniel Cormier, the aforementioned Daniel Cormier, still the light heavyweight champion, of course, tonight, taking on number one ranked Volkan Ozdemir. Of course, Ozdemir coming in with all those knockouts, having knocked out Jimmy Manu and things like that. And I thought that he was able to force to impose his will and throw shots that he had a good chance of winning. Until I saw him hold up his hands. And God, he looked like a stone-cold amateur. Did anybody ever teach that guy how to fight? Holy, I couldn't believe it. Boxing 101, and he knocked out Jimmy Manua? How did he do it, Jimmy? Were you on drugs that night or what? Anyway, at the end of the night, Volkan Ozdemir was a hobo. I mean, he was a hobo. We're talking about a stiff. We're talking about a guy that doesn't even belong in the same octagon as Daniel Cormier. And Cormier is there to be taken. He's 40 years old. He's chubby. He's overweight. He's not really in his prime anymore. But he's got such a good wrestling pedigree and a wrestling base that these guys don't know what to do when they get in with him. Guess what? As I said earlier, Volkan could knock him out early. Volkan could knock him out early. But if he didn't knock him out early and it went into the 5 minutes, 5 minutes down, 10 minutes down, that Volkan was going to get burnt out and die, and he did. Volkan got knocked out in the second round of TKO and punches. 2 minutes in the second round for the still world light heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier. And here's here what Cormier had to say with Joe Rogan post-fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Kevin McDonald has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes of round number two. Declared the winner by TKO and Steve. Champion of the world, Daniel D.C. Cormier.
How does it feel, man?
Joey, I've been through a lot. I go through a lot of stuff, man, and it's because of my greatest rival, but it feels good to get back in here and get a victory.
When you say it's because of your greatest rival, what do you mean by that?
You know, I've lost twice to John Jones. And I said, as I came into this fight, I said, I felt as though I was fighting for a vacant title again because he beat me last time. And I fought for a vacant title, and I got the job done, so I'm the UFC champion again.
Now, DC, you almost had it in the beginning of the first round. The end of the first round. You said coming into this fight, there's levels to this game, and you didn't feel like Volkan was on your level. You proved that here tonight.
I proved that I am worthy of being called champion, but Volkan's on the level. Every guy that makes it to this point is on the level. Volkan Ozdemir, I leave a piece of myself with every opponent, and I'm glad you can take a piece back with you to Switzerland. You did a fantastic job, young man.
You knew coming into this fight, this guy was dangerous, especially in the first round. What was the game plan coming in here, and what, if anything, was surprising?
He was so game. I knew he was a dangerous guy. He hit hard. But once I was able to get him to the ground, I know it's my world. I've got a phenomenal jiu-jitsu coach in Leandro Vera. And I train at the best team in all of mixed martial arts, the American Kickboxing Academy. I love my team. I love my partners, managers. Khabib Nurmagomedov gets a title in a couple of months. And by the end of the year, I give Khabib his moment, Joe. I work on your side, too. And by the end of the year, El Campeón del Mundo, Cain Velasquez, is going to be fighting for the UFC heavyweight title again. And he will be the champion.
Daniel Cormier, congratulations, my friend. It was beautiful. Daniel Cormier, ladies and gentlemen.
Cormier will beat 13 heavyweights, folks, including Frank Mir and Josh Barnett, two former UFC heavyweight champions, now fighting at 205. And tonight, although he's old, he looked pretty good in taking out the rookie, Volkan Ozdemir. Of course, had a puncher's chance. But much like Mr. Ngannou, if you can't hit your guy, you can't knock him out. Now, let's go through some of the other results here of UFC 220. Calvin Gattar was the winner. Of course, Calvin's out of Boston. Got to give Calvin some props there. Calvin beat Sherm Burgos. Calvin's also a promoter. We'll hear from him on tomorrow's edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He beat Sherm Burgos, trained Burgos. He wasn't supposed to beat Burgos. And guess what? Another guy from Boston, Rob Font, outside of Boston, beat Thomas Almeida with a TKO head kick and punches in the second round, 224 in. And guess what? Rob's an exciting guy. And Rob, as I said, from Beantown, the crowd loved him.
We're backstage in Boston with Rob Font, who just said, what? I can't wait to do that again.
Yes, yeah, I can't wait to get back in there, man. I'm right now, man. I'm about to pull the Khabib. Give me like an hour to rest, and I want to go back in there. You know?
I mean, you just had this giant victory over Thomas Almeida. He's ranked number 10. You were ranked number 14. This is important for the bantamweight division. You got this opportunity against a guy who is the top 10.
Yes, sir.
How much emphasis did you put on your training to say, I need to not only get a victory, but make a clear statement to everyone else?
You know, like I said, all my W's, I'm looking to finish. All my wins are finishes. You know, like I said before, I had a little setback with the Munoz fight, but I'm just looking to get better every single time. But for this fight in particular, it was just keeping everything straight and staying focused. I just got to go out there. If I'm focused for 15 minutes straight, I'm dangerous and I'm putting everybody away.
What did you learn from that Munoz fight?
Just keep my hands up and stay focused. You know, like, I was doing my thing. You know, it was going back and forth. He shot a takedown. I was like, okay, I think we got him. Let's slow down. And then mentally, I kind of took a mental break. I was backing up, hands down, and boom, got clipped. Before you know it, I'm looking like, where did he go? Next thing you know, he's on my neck, and it was a quick tap. But, oh, I'm wobbling over here. But
certainly, that was a great learning opportunity for you. You come out and do this to Thomas Almeida, a guy who's very respected in the division. You took number 10 out. Where do you go from here? What ranking do you feel like you should get? What opponent do you feel like you should face?
Honestly, like I said, it doesn't matter. Sterling, let's do it. I know you want that fight, man. Like I said, I'm delivering more than peaches, man. You saw what I did. You know what's up, man. Let's work.
Aljamain Sterling, that would be really fun. Before I let you go, I have to obviously ask you, what's it going to be like to celebrate here in Boston?
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. You know, we're popping bottles. You know, we got the Patriots tomorrow. I got my family out here. It's going to be huge, man. I can't wait.
Excellent. We'll go get some Regina's pizza, do something fun, get your beers in. Have a great time, Rob.
Way to go, no doubt about that. Got to give Mr. Font some props there. Of course, him and Mr. Qatar, both winners out of Beantown. You got to give Beantown some credit because they've got some decent fighters. I mean, when they brought the USC 220 to Boston, Mass. I didn't think they were going to feature two good fighters on the card from Boston, yet they did, and both fighters won. More props than me. Guess what? They were underdogs in both fights. Some of the other results as far as USC 220 is concerned, Glenn Vellante beat Francis Cabrosa. What can I say about that other than who cares? Anyway, a lot of the other names on the card were basically unknowns, but there is a guy fighting at lightweight named Islam Makhachev. And he beat Gleison Tebow. Gleison Tebow, a UFC veteran, knocked him out in the first round at 57 seconds. He's 15-1 as a lightweight. Now, we switch gears. We, of course, want to talk about the world of Bellator. Bellator MMA going down tonight, of course, on television. Bellator 192. Of course, they had that heavyweight tournament now. Quentin Jackson and Chael Sonnen. Well, guess what? Chael Sonnen, the mouth that roared, he won. He beat Quentin Jackson, beat him 2 rounds to 1, 29-28 as far as judges were concerned. And I got to tell you like this. I looked at some of the fight there, and I looked at Quentin Rampage Jackson and said to myself, man, if you were like the pit bull of MMA at one point in time, you're like the chihuahua of pit bull now because you got nothing left, baby, but bark. Anyway, and the co-feature, Douglas Lima and Rory McDonald hooked it up for, of course, the Bellator 155-pound title, and the winner was Rory McDonald, 48-47, 49-45, and 49-46, giving him some props in a five-round fight. Michael Chandler, the ex-lightweight champion on the card, of course, he beat Goichi Yamaguchi. He beat him in unanimous nod, 30-26, in 2 rounds, 30-25 in the other round. And most of the other guys on the card, you don't know, but there was a Gracie on the card. No, I'm not talking about Hoist Gracie, but a relative of Hoist Gracie. Karani Gracie lost to Devin Brock. Devin Brock won the unanimous nod, 30-27, 29-28, and of course, 29-28. Straight up, pretty good fights on both Bellator's card and, of course, the UFC 229. Now, we look to the future of USC as far as the UFC fight cards are concerned. We'll talk about that in depth, but if I'm looking at USC events upcoming, you know, the only one I really want to talk about is maybe Conor McGregor. What is Conor McGregor? Is he ever going to come back again? Is he ever going to fight again? After making $100 million against Floyd Mayweather in that farcical fight in August of this year in Las Vegas, he made $100 million. You think he wants to come back and fight somebody for real with 4-ounce gloves for real? Somebody like Khabib? Are you out of your mind? I think he would be ill-advised to ever make a comeback in the world of the octagon. I'm talking about Conor McGregor. Time to move on, baby. You're not hungry anymore. And hungry guys like Khabib will have you for lunch. I kid you not. This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Folks, of course, you can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. Of course, join the WBO. Of course, the only sanctioning body in the world of boxing that promotes clarity. No doubt about that. I want to mention real quick tonight, Earl Spence, the IBF welterweight title holder, was the winner, of course, over Lamont Peterson, an 8th round knockout. No surprise there at Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York, on Showtime. You're tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio, the Taco Man Radio Show, baby. Come on, let's fall in love. It's easy. It's so easy. Like taking candy from a baby.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm delivering more than pizzas, man.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, two more over here.
Yeah.
Check it out, the NBA score war for last night, Saturday. And, of course, I don't want to laugh. The Oklahoma Thunder were a winner 148-124 over LeBron in home at home. LeBron now 27-18. LeBron James, of course, in the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bulls are winners. In Atlanta, 113-97 over the Hawks. The Heat prevailed by 1 point over the Hornets in Charlotte. As far as the rest of the NBA is concerned, the Warriors, good old Warriors, they lost tonight, 116-108 in Houston. Of course, Houston Rockets surprising the Golden State Warriors, the world champions, the heir apparent to greatness. Yeah, I don't know. And a lot of egos on that team. We'll see what happens with their concern. Of course, the hapless L.A. Clippers, they were winners tonight. No, they weren't. They lost again. The Jazz beat them 125-113. The Clippers can't win. They're 23-22 now. They just can't turn things around. The Raptors, of course, were winners tonight. Let's get back. The Raptors came up short as well. The Raptors came up short to the Timberwolves by 6 points, 115-109. Now, the last score on the night, of course, was the Dallas Mavericks prevailing over the Trailblazers. Take that back. I said it wrong again. The Trailblazers with a 25-21 record beat the Dallas Mavericks with a 15-31 record in Portland by a score of 117-108. Somehow I'm dyslexic tonight. Don't ask me why. It's the last segment of the show. Don't give me a break. Anyway, the bottom line is we've had a great time tonight. Of course, we had a great show. I want to thank Seth Meyers, the great Seth Meyers, for his genius. And of course, and the genius of Dominic Jimenez. I mean, good Lord. He's really come a long way in the world of radio, isn't he? He's soon to become, what did I say, 30 more years? He'll be like the Taco Man, an icon in the world of radio. Straight up, I want to thank both my guys, Dominic Jimenez, of course, and Seth Meyers. And I want to thank my producer, the one, the only, the incomparable, the sometimes pain in the butt, but he's the greatest, folks. We're talking about the great Scott Cuddy. Of course, he runs things on the other side of the glass for me on all my shows. 7 hours of radio here on the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio each and every week. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on Sports Byline SB Nation Radio. No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. That's Sundays, right here on Sports Byline SB Nation Radio. And, of course, the Taco Man Radio Show, each and every Saturday night, at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday morning right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. Well, about to wrap things up, folks. Of course, show's been a hot one. I hope you've had a good time. I've had a good time talking to you. Don't forget, Women's March today on the all across America was a success because women, we've all got mothers. Women need to be paid just the same as we get paid, folks. That's right. Equal rights for everybody, including our mothers. That's right. Our mothers get to be treated just like the queens that they are. Well, you start treating them that way at the pay desk. Let them have equal pay as well. Equal rights for women. You are tuned to to the Jocko Man Radio Show. Thank you so much. This is Sports File and SB Nation Radio from San Francisco.
Listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Boom.